Turn on my podcast. Hello, hello. Welcome to Motivation for Life, Relationships, and Critical Thinking. This is Susu Kenti. That's my nickname. Azucena Kennedy, that's my American name. And Azucena Cardenas is my Spanish name. Okay, for anybody can find me, everybody knows where you are. I'm not trying to hide from anybody, from anything. I'm not trying to hide from the ghost. Okay, all right. So I am going to record to talk today about a very, very important topic, which is peanut butter. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm going to talk about why going after the money when dating is not a good idea. Okay, why it is not such a good idea. So after watching a lot of videos on coaching on ladies and men, and some ladies that are saying that when you date, you need to go after a man with money, and that, so that being the only criteria, I think that is not a good idea, because what if you find the one? If that's your only criteria as a lady, to date men who only have money being the only important thing in the relationship, being the only important thing in a man, okay, like the only quality a man could have. If that's what you're going after, you know, men with money are a lot and they're everywhere. And a man with money doesn't mean that he has a quality. He's a man of quality. That doesn't mean he's a quality person. That doesn't mean he's going to treat you right. That doesn't mean you're going to be happy with him. So I just encourage everybody. I know I have made also videos suggesting the opposite, because there's also ladies that, oh my gosh, you're dating guys that you have to pay their bills, or you have to pay their dinner, or you have to help the guy financially. I mean, the only men that I will ever help financially are my sons, and or maybe my brothers, maybe a brother, okay, but, or maybe a friend. But you know what, it's not okay, I'm not going to say that, because then everybody's going to be calling me. I'm going to start getting a lot of phone calls. No, what I mean is, if you are pretty and if you are young, like if you are a nice lady, anybody, any lady, you deserve to be going out with a responsible man, okay? They're men who are not responsible. And they're even men that they want to take your money, okay? That they want to be in a relationship with you because they want you to help him build up his empire. They need your workforce. So I'm not talking about those kind of men. Now, let's say, but I am talking about all this advice to get a sugar daddy or to get a man of means, that being the only criteria, I don't think that's wise either, okay? Because you may end up, now the criteria being with a man for love and being love, the only criteria, it's wrong also. Okay, that's what I'm going through. The point that I want to make is that getting married or dating a man only because you like him physically, not a good idea. Dating a man only because he is so handsome and you guys look so good together in pictures and he's got a six-pack and he's an athlete and he acts like he's the prize and he acts like you should be thankful for taking pictures with him. No, that is not a criteria, okay? I think we should consider, when you are dating a guy, you should consider a series of qualities in the man. That's why you need to take your time to get to know him. Which one is the most important criteria when you are dating a man? I'm going to tell you, listen to me ladies and girls, because this is the voice of experience, okay? I have a lot of experience in relationships. Not only my experience has been rich, but I have observed and I have treated and helped a lot of people, and I have seen a lot of couples. I'm not gonna say names, of course, but I have helped a lot of ladies who are dating, a lot of guys. I'm a matchmaker. I have helped a lot of couples in therapy, and I have seen over and over how women make mistakes over and over when dating, because you are not thinking logically, okay? So if you date, a mistake that I already made is when your criteria for dating a guy, when you say, yes, I want to date him after he asks you out and all that, is if he's handsome and you think he's Prince Charming, but he can be very handsome, but he can treat you bad, okay? So the best criteria that I'm telling you is how he treats you is the best. Date a man for the way he treats you. Not for how much you think you love him or how in love you are with him. Can you fall in love because of the way he treats you? Yes. Can you fall in love or like fall in love or be in love, or can you have feelings for a guy because of the way he treats you? Absolutely. Can you have feelings for a guy because of how much money he has? Only if he is like super generous. Like most guys are not super generous. Most guys are not gonna say, hey, here you go, $4,000 for you to go shopping, okay? Or here you go, you can use my Amazon account and buy whatever you want. No, I mean, I don't know anybody at my level that does that. That would be nice, of course, like a little treat, like, oh, we can't go shopping now, let's just go. Just go ahead and buy yourself something. Or no, I mean, somehow some men think that you have to earn it. A lot of men who are successful and who have worked really hard for what they have in life, they think you as a woman, you are equal to them. You equally have to work as hard as them. So they are the type of men that they want a hardworking woman, okay, and they want a business partner, so they choose to marry a lady that actually makes the same amount of money or more than they. Now in these times, it's gonna be even worse with the men gold diggers. They're all over the place. Like, if you are a lady and you have a job, be careful, because you're going to get all these phone calls from ex-boyfriends or ex-whatever. If you are single and you still, if you have a job and you have means to survive, and there's a lot of men losing their job with the situation, how it's really bad situation. So then you're going to be getting all these phone calls from, or text messages from guys who want a woman, like maybe if you are a nurse or a doctor, if you're in the medical industry, you're gonna probably get a boyfriend really fast, because men care about looks, but they also care about your financial stability. A lot of men will not date a woman who doesn't have financial stability, or a woman who is in need of paying her bills, okay? They just say, no, I won't date, because they think that you have to be, they don't wanna pay for you, or they don't wanna take your needs, or they don't wanna make an adoption. So just think about it. When a man takes a woman, and if he's going to be responsible for her and her needs, it's like adopting a daughter, right? If he's going to pay all your bills and all your needs and everything for him, it's like, oh, now I got another responsibility. Now she's going to be like my daughter. I understand that. Like, I don't want to have another son. I don't even want to have another pet. Okay. Because it's a responsibility. It's a financial responsibility. It has a cost. But women are not pets, of course, right? Don't behave like one also. Okay. So what I'm saying is, it is not a good idea that your criteria to date someone is only, does he have money or he does not? Because that really, what matters is the level of education. If he has an education level that is equal to you or higher, because then you can get into this culture, into these arguments. Okay, so if he has a higher level of education than you, or the same education, and that is something I did not listen, and I made a mistake to date someone and to be with someone who didn't have the same educational level than me. I made that mistake 2 times, okay, and it was terrible. It was terrible. Like I said, if you're an educated lady, please listen to me. Please don't. It's not about love. Okay, it is, when you date someone, it's more about functionality, convenience. If, yes, you need to like spending time with that person. For example, I wouldn't be able to be with someone who I don't like being with. I wouldn't be able to be with someone that I don't like spending time with that person. Just because he has money or he buy me stuff, okay? So what I'm talking about here is it is not a good idea, and it shouldn't be your only idea to date someone because he looks like he has money, or he can afford to buy things, or he seems rich. No, that shouldn't be. Your main idea should be if he treats you nice, and if he is a gentleman, if he has manners, if he is respectful, if he's not trying to control your whole life, if he gives you space to do your things, that's all check. Okay, so listen, if he can treat you like a lady, check. Nice and kind, check. Not trying to control you, check. Cares for you, check. Okay, and of course, hardworking, responsible, at least he is independent and he can take care of himself, check. He has a good health, education, nice family, check. Okay, it's not only the looks. Okay, to me, looks don't matter anymore, but it's a plus, right? If I'm with a guy and he's so nice, that then you can like, you need to look at the man as a whole, okay? As a whole. It's like, a lot of men tell me, it's not that the woman looks all pretty all the time. It's like, I need to like her personality as a whole. And they do analyze on us a lot. And men also are testing us and analyzing us, okay? Now, also, take your time for dating. A lot of guys are not really serious about having a stable relationship. And a lot of guys, when they see that you are only after material things, they would totally dismiss you. Or they would totally... That doesn't mean, I mean, you don't have to be too available all the time. Right, but to me, I couldn't be with someone that I don't like just for, I mean, I did it one time, long time ago. I was with someone like that, and the day I just feel that you feel that they buy your time somehow, or some ladies don't care. They say, well, if he wants to be with me, well, he's gonna give me something back. Or I mean, if you want to sell your time and sell your company or your, well, you can do whatever you want. However, the ladies that I see that they are married with a man, that with a hardworking man that pays for everything and they are like a stay-home mom, that is okay. They always have another business on the side, okay? And they marry because they like the guy. If you don't like the guy, you're gonna reject him. And that's when a lot of men, even men with money, they get mad when a lady rejects them, even that they have money. Okay, now I understand when some ladies say, well, I don't want him to think it's for the money, because, and they wanna also pay for things or things like that. I understand the position that you don't want him to control you absolutely, and you don't want to feel like a slave or like he owns you, or that, or you don't want to be humiliated. Like a lot of men do that just because they pay for everything. They are authoritative, right? I think we should establish a limit right from the beginning. And I think it's in your behavior, how you behave, and how you allowed the man to treat you. And I would say every time he treats you nice, you can go ahead and treat that person. Go reciprocate the nice attitude. Okay, so this is just my opinion, and I would like to hear your opinions, okay? And my name is Susu Kenti, and you can email me to lifecoachservices@gmail.com. Okay, lifecoachservices@gmail.com. You can email me with your questions. I also have an ebook on relationships, on analyzing. It's just a series of questions analyzing your relationships. Remember, you always have to analyze. You always have to question where you are. It doesn't hurt that you ask yourself, where am I in this relationship, okay? Are you in a good path or no? And don't ever be afraid of being alone, because just is you are always, you're never alone. You're with you, okay? All right. So thank you for listening. Thank you for watching, and see you next time. Bye. Hi, hello, hello, welcome to my show. Hi, hello, hello, welcome to my channel. This is Motivation for Life, Relationships, Human Science, and Critical Thinking. This is your friend Susu Kennedy, or Susu Kenti, my nickname. Welcome to my channel. How are you today? I hope you are doing great. And today we are going to talk about why is it that love and passion are not enough, are not the only criteria for a relationship, okay? I'm talking on my podcast too at the same time. At the same time, on YouTube and on Anchor podcast, you can find a lot more topics, more in depth in my podcast. I have a podcast that I do every day with all these ideas about relationships, human science, analyzing situations and everything. I can talk about anything you want. These are my point of views. These are my perspectives, my own ideas. They may be the same. I'm moving the table too much. They may be the same as yours, they may be different, but you know what? I'm contributing my little grain of sand for you, for everybody who needs it. Like if you don't need it, well, continue your path. And I'm glad to meet you, and I'm glad that you are okay. But you know what? We always have something to learn from everybody. And now that we are all staying home and it is not possible for us to go out on the street and go on meetings, reunions, parties where we can talk to everybody. Well, I'm gonna tell you, and this is for you, ladies. This is for the ladies. And it may be also for some guys. If you are a guy and you're watching my channel, thank you for being here. And I welcome you. And thank you for being my friend and for your support on all my channels. I love all these guys and all these friends that they love just to... What? Oh. Okay, I'm connected again. Sorry, there was a connection lapse. Okay, so today we are going to talk about why going after love and passion, it is not enough for a relationship. That's a mistake that I already did. And I'm not going to go into details, but when you're young and silly, you think that, oh, love, you know, when you've been watching too many Disney movies and you find this guy that he's so handsome, so attractive, so manly, and oh my gosh, the way he walks and you know how he's so strong and those muscles, and then you fall in love with an image, and then how you both look together. So love and Pat, and oh, he kisses wonderful, and he is so passionate, and he is so... I know that a lot of men, when they are with you, you feel loved. Okay, you feel loved because he's hugging you, kissing you all the time. Like, to me, I'm not the kind of lady that I don't like the guy to be all over me the whole time. There's some time that I'm like, okay, excuse me. He can be the most gorgeous man on earth, but I'm like, okay, I need my space, right? After like 3 days, I'm like, excuse me. So I don't know. That's why I think probably marriage is not for me, because I just cannot stand guys that much. But let me tell you something. When you are young, please don't do the same mistakes that I did. Okay, I am here exposing myself, going out of my comfort zone for you, to help you, younger girls and ladies of any age. As a lady, we should have pride on ourselves, and we should have self-esteem. Do not fall for a guy just for love and passion, because he may say that he loves you that much, or he's always hugging you, kissing you, or he always wants to go in the bedroom, things like that. He tells you that he has a lot of love to give. But if you analyze this, his situation, but does he have a job? Does he have an occupation? Did he study something? What is his talent? Did he do other people like him? Does he have some mental stability? Does he have addictions? Is he treated you nice? When is your birthday, does he try to do something special for you? Does he treat your family nice? Is he annoying you all the time? Is he respectful? Is he giving you space? Is he not treating you like a pet human? Is he being considerate of your needs? Does he only want you just for the love? Okay. A lot of men are polyamory. A lot of men, they not only have you, they love to be loved by several girls. Okay, so you need to pay attention to... Do not believe a man, or don't marry a guy just because there's a lot of passion there. It is so mistaken to marry someone because he loves you so much. And actually, don't do the same mistake that I did, to marry someone because of his company. He was charming and he was a joy to be with. And because I just enjoyed so much his company, And then he gave me crumbs. And then, so that's when you have a low self-esteem, anybody that gives you attention would be great. So don't fall in that, okay? You need to love yourself, okay? Talk to yourself in the mirror, as crazy as it sounds. Look at yourself. You are the one. Your house is your body. Take care of yourself. Love yourself. Yes, you need to be in good company. It's okay to get the attention from another human being, okay? But I want you to know that your self-awareness of who you are, how you dress, how you eat, how you produce, like people being just at home, not being able to get out. I mean, I went to the park and everybody's out in the park, walking their dogs, running, jogging, bicycle, strolling. There is more people than ever in the parks. And it's Tuesday, but that's really nice. That's really nice, okay? So please, there are many reasons why I'm telling you do not marry or don't go and live. Don't move in with a guy only because things are so passionate. That is a big mistake. You need to see the whole picture. You need to see how you guys get along. You need to see how you, if you both can solve a problem, if you can communicate. That's very important because a lot of times there's a lot of passion, but there's no communication. If he's super bossy or not, if he listens to you, remember of the three colors of love, pink, red, and blue. Blue is for friendship, pink is for romantic moments, and red is for passion. So do not marry a guy, don't move in with a guy only for the red, okay? Because a guy can be, can give you a lot of red, he can be very passionate, but he may not be romantic, or he may not be a true friend. He may not care for your needs. He may not care how you feel, for your feelings. When a guy talks to you about his feelings for you, that's pink. And that is lovely. That's what we women want. We want the pink, okay? The red is like, okay, whatever, you know? But the pink, it's very important. The red is just kind of for making babies, right? And the blue, it's important in a relationship. However, when you have a blue relationship, that's a friend, because there's no pink and there's no red, right? So that's just my sharing this information with you. Maybe you already know it and you're already smart, but you know what? It happened to me. When a man wants to push you for the red, and what else is he offering you? What else is he bringing to your life? Like, are you guys enjoying moments together? Like, is he caring for you? Is he asking you how you are, what you need? Is he being your friend? Is he wondering if you're gonna spend time together? Okay, when men appear and they're very passionate and then they disappear for days, or they just ghost you, and there it goes. Now let me tell you, for a man clock, if he doesn't, it's not true that if he doesn't text you in 3 days, that means he doesn't care for you. No, men have a window, they can get busy with a lot of things. And then when they're very, very busy with the project, or they think on themselves a lot. We women, we think of others, but men think about on themselves. So if he doesn't text you or call you in 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, maybe a month, that doesn't mean anything, because that means that you were not serious. That means that you were just casual. And someone can just disappear. You can have a great time on a weekend, or even a very passionate weekend, and then he just disappears because he was just playing. So that means he was not serious, and that's like, ooh, bad for you, because you gave a lot. I mean, there was no commitment, and it, you need to understand you were just both having a good time. And that's it. Now, however, when a man makes a decision, there's different types of men, okay? There's the one that they want seriousness, they're committed, and the ones that just want to have fun. So you need to identify which type is the guy you're dating, right? Any man can be passionate. I mean, just look at other nice criteria, okay? Look at how educated he is, how nice he treats you. The best thing is if he's being honest with you and if he's being truthful with you, okay? And please, please, don't be a pick me. Please, don't be so available the whole time. Don't be telling him, don't be talking to him about all the wonderful things that you know or that you can do or that you've done. Or don't, he already likes you, okay? He already likes you because that's just 1 second when they say, I like her, and that's it. You don't have to do anything else. You don't have to show him more reasons to like you better, okay? It's a man, it's either he likes you or he doesn't like you. That's it. And that's a decision to make in the first 3 seconds they see you. By first time, they know if they like you or they don't like you. They say, yeah, I like her. Okay, and also a lot of men, they like you because you like him. Okay, so a lot of men, when they run out of choices, they say, well, I'm gonna like the one who likes me. Because when a man loves himself, he wants to be with the one, he loves himself, so he wants someone that is gonna love him. You understand what I mean? And a lot of guys don't love themselves, so they don't want to make the effort to go chase after a lady who doesn't like them, okay? So a lot of men, they put aside their preferences and they say, well, whomever just comes by me, that's who I'm going to love, because what does it matter, right? I'm not like that. I mean, I was looking for a long time. I was looking, like, not looking, but really meeting a lot of people to have choices. And thank goodness I did have a lot of choices. And I always have choices. And thank goodness, I think I've been very lately, in my, this lately, I've been having a very, very great choice to choose and to reject. Choosing is rejecting the people that come to you and then you analyze them. And I'm getting better and better. So that's why I can put couples together. If you would like me to couple, to put you together, I'm thinking on opening my agency, my matchmaking agency, to put couples together, because in these times it's really difficult for people to date. There's nowhere to go. There's no social places open unless you want to go to a furniture store and pretend that you are buying furniture and that there's gonna be your day. Hey, what a great idea, right? Okay, well, it was very nice talking to you, and I hope you follow my advice. Don't do the same mistake that I did. And I'm gonna be here live streaming for everybody who would like to listen to me and to make your comments. Okay, thank you. Bye bye. Am I still on Anchor? Hello, Anchor? Yes. Hello, hello. Welcome to my channel, Susu Kennedy. And today we are, well, in my channel, I talk about relationships, advice, criteria, behavior, human behavior, society, and a lot of things. I have a major in human science and psychology. And so today we are going to talk about, are you stuck in your home with someone you hate? What are you going to do now? Okay. Oh, no. He's not going to work. Now I'm stuck with him. Oh, she's not going to work. What am I going to do with this? Okay, so if he's a man, it depends on how long you've been together. If he's your husband or you just live together, it depends if you have children. Obviously, if you have children, try to not get in a fight, okay? Try to be respectful. In front of the children, this is my number one thing. In front of the children, do not argue. Do not fight. Do not throw insults, because children are listening and they learn everything. Now, if you're a woman and your husband is an abuser, my idea is that if I have girls, okay, or boys, whatever, if I have children and children are listening, because these walls of these houses here are made of what, sheetrock, and everybody can hear what you say. I mean, so you cannot be arguing with your husband in the room, because everybody in the house is going to know that you're arguing, right? Like, I'm here live streaming. My family knows I'm live streaming. Okay, they can walk in at any time. Well, so if you're in a house, if you're in a house with someone you hate, and it happened to be your wife or your partner or your significant other, what are you going to do? What are you going to do so that you guys are safe, so that you guys don't get upset, so that there's no family violence, so that you can keep calm, don't harm the other person, don't get upset? How can you keep calm with someone that you hate, with someone? First of all, I would say, psychologically control yourself. Okay, you control what you say, control the way you look. Why? Because in this time, you have to pause. I mean, in this time that we are so together, people are saying, I'm sick of my family. Okay, what I'm saying is, if you are stuck in your house with your husband every day, but with your wife every day, I'm really very sorry for you. if you don't get along, or if you don't have a good friendship, in these times is when you're gonna regret not even breaking up before this time, or regret doing the things that you did before. I do not think it's very convenient to be in a relationship where there is no love. Because when there is no love, the other person starts treating you with disrespect, starts treating you like you're an annoyance, or, you know. So my suggestion is, try to make peace. Try to be friends. That's the number one advice, okay? Try to be friends with, try to be kind and say, look, we are in this situation. We have to be here living together for financial reasons. It's either one of you both have to support the house, or both together, or if none of you can support the house anymore, then both of you have to find a solution, and then maybe, I don't know, do something, right? But you gotta have to make a team. If you are living under the same roof, and if you have kids, I would say try to be best friends. Forget about if there is no passion, it doesn't matter. He can take care of himself. You can take care of yourself. It doesn't matter. If you are sleeping in the same room, good. If you don't have to sleep in the same room, if you want to, I mean, that's none of my business. However, when you don't love someone, and someone is already, you are already used to that person to share the intimacy. You know how is it when people are married, even they're probably, they're just It's just like a routine, right? So just try to be best friends. And I know this advice, like, is no wonder, really. What a great idea, Suzu, you have. Be best friends. But I would say try to just put away with things. Just try to be very, very relaxed. Forgive. Do your forgiveness every day. Do you know, you don't imagine how difficult it is for me. Even in times of no need, in times of no depression, in times of no financial crisis, I don't put up with guys. I mean, I don't have a good tolerance with men. I just think I cannot be with someone. I cannot sleep in the same bed with someone who is not treating me with love. I do believe in love and respect. And when someone has been lying to you, when someone has been cheating on you, when someone has broken a promise they made, I take love very seriously, love and commitment, and I expect the same. So when someone comes home and he's been wandering around, or he's been just being very, very dishonest, and I think as a man, if you are mad with your wife or something, try to communicate, right? Try to make peace, try to say, hey, look, this is bothering me. Do not go and arrange yourself, okay? I would say do not go and cheat, because, okay, let's say that you are living with your wife. You are a man, you're living with your wife, and you don't like her, or you hate her, or you have developed unpleasant feelings towards her because of all the, because, oh my gosh, she is a B, and she is really a bad person, and you know her, and you know she's a bad person, and you know you don't trust her anymore, whatever. I understand. That does not make it right for you to go and cheat. That doesn't make it right for you to go online and find girlfriends online, because online is full of people, full of men who are married that say, look, I don't get along with my wife anymore. I'm married. I'm just looking for an adventure. I'm just looking for a friend. Or even they say, I'm looking for love. Men say, I'm looking for love and here. But you need to understand that I'm married. There's a lot of guys doing. What they mean is they're looking for the red, okay? So men who are married, they're not getting the red at home. They go look for the red. And they're, for them, remember, for men, red and pink are the same thing, okay? They don't see much difference between red and pink. If they red you, they pink you, okay? So for us ladies, we do see a difference. We do see pink and red, we do see is different. Okay, for us ladies, a man can give you blue, friendship. A man can give me pink, romance. A man can give me red, passion, and green, which the green is the oil that makes the whole instrument work, okay, the whole system work. So green is like the money, which means a lifestyle, to be able to provide a lifestyle, because you know what, I'm not gonna end up dating a man that he cannot even take care of himself, right, that he cannot even survive on his own, okay. If you are looking for a man that, I mean, just why don't you pick up a hobo on the street and bring him to your house? Okay, if you are like that, because there's some guys out there, they're saying, oh, there's something wrong in their mind. They do need someone to take care of them, okay? I remember my mom used to tell me that I like to pick up troglodytes, or like to pick up wild animals and domesticate them. Yeah, I do. I do like to rescue dogs and cats and wild animals. And I even rescued like a wild human already and tried to domesticate him, but he was too wild to domesticate. So I just let him go, right? Okay, so what I'm saying is if you are stuck in your house with someone you hate, first of all, don't analyze the situation, don't start remembering all the things why you hate this person. No, flip it up. I would say, think about all the good things this person have, and think about that maybe for the rest of the year, you're stuck and you have to tolerate that person. Practice tolerance, practice forgiveness. If you are a woman and you have the money to split and go, or to split and kick him out, do it. What are you waiting for? Right now is the time, okay? If you have the money. If you are a man and you have the money to care for your family or to split or to survive on your own, do it. I'm just saying, if you guys don't get along, why stay together, okay? How can you be living in the same house with someone who you don't love? Because when you love someone, love is what gives you the strength to forgive. Because we are not perfect, we all do mistakes, we all have flaws, we all make mistakes, we all say stupid things, we are imperfect, okay? We are on the path to perfection, of course, but we all have things that you're not gonna like, okay? Maybe when you know each other for so long, you already know that person. But if you are just bored, it's not okay. If you are bored of the same person, it is not okay for you to break a relationship. You need to find ways that together you get interested, okay? Because family is very important. Family should be together. Men and women complement each other. So remember the things that you liked about her in the very beginning. And if you are a lady, remember about the things you liked about him, okay? Remember, we are all imperfect. So I have double advice. It's either you want to make a decision and split, but that means you have the money and you're going to be good. Like, both of you are going to be good. A lot of times it's a mutual agreement. A lot of times if he is not ready to let you go, and then when the wife leaves the man, the wife is ready but he's not, then he's going to go into a huge depression. Okay, so don't let him down, because I've seen a lot of ladies that they're ready to split but the man is not, and then when they split, the man falls into alcohol or drugs, and then it's so difficult for him emotionally to cope with loneliness, okay, and to feel useless. Because when someone tells you, I don't want you, that's terrible. That just feels terrible. When someone tells you, you know what, I don't want you, and I don't like you anymore, or I don't want to have nothing to do with you. That is really hard on a lot of people, for our self-esteem or to continue, because then you start thinking, it's me, it's something that it's me. No, you should just say, like, whatever. You should, like, you know what, whatever, someone would like me better than you, okay? So my advice is, if you are stuck with someone that you hate in your house, be tolerant, be best friends, and talk about it. Talk about if you are sharing the same space, be nice, friendly, be peaceful, be calm. If you are not happy living together, I would say talk about it and split. Go back and live with a family member, okay? Go with your best friend. Sometimes being separate is better. It's better for both. I don't suggest that you go be by yourself, because there's gonna be a period of time. You've been used to sharing your space with another human being, and then people trying to get depressed when they're by themselves. Okay. So I suggest that if you're gonna split, you go live with someone else. Now, a lot of people who are married, they're already dating, and they jump from a partner with another partner, just like this. And that's okay. That's okay, because nobody wants to be alone. I just see some people can do it faster than others. Okay. I mean, it's okay. Nobody really wants to be alone. I mean, I chose to be alone for a long time because When I grow feelings of love, I grow strong feelings, and I'm always hoping that the relationship I'm investing my time and my love is gonna last forever. And then I build up plans in my head and like castles in the air, and then I like to follow a plan. And to me, it's always harsh to just all your castles in the air. But then after all, you say, well, there were just castles in the air. I mean, nothing happened. I mean, what is happening today and now in this relationship? Can you build something? Can you forgive each other? And just, if you guys are comfortable just being friends, I would say continue together, and it's convenient for both of you. I don't agree with the open relationships. That's another topic for another video. I do not agree with married people living together and they say, well, I give you permission to see other people. And then you give me permission. I just don't think that is correct, morally correct. I don't think so, because I do believe in monogamy. And if you have children, that's even... And I think if you are a woman and your man wants to see other ladies and date, because he already told you, the fact that if he told you, I don't have feelings for you, but you're still living together, but you're still paying his bills, and you allow, I would say you have to keep him out. Kick him out. If he wants to be single, and if he wants to see other, if he wants to date other ladies that is not you, and he's living with you, I would say kick him out that day, okay? Or put him a condition. And now, at that point, if he already told you that he doesn't have feelings for you, well, but if he's saying he wants to be friends, okay, now a lot of men would lie to you and they would tell you, oh baby, I still have feelings for you, oh baby, my love, we are family, and that, you know, you are the one that I love, because they want your money, because they want you to continue paying the rent, because they want you to continue paying their bills, and they tell you they go to work, but they don't go to work. After work, before work, in the middle of the work, they go see that lady that they, their girlfriend. They have girlfriends, and not only one, they can have several, okay? So I just think you need to be smart. I wouldn't let anybody to cheat on me, because it's not gonna happen. If he wants to, nobody's gonna cheat on me, because I'm gonna kick him out right away. So if you caught him cheating, even that he told you that he doesn't have feelings for you, that doesn't set him free. If he wants to be single, then he needs to go away and be on his own. And now you are free also. You can recover from that relationship. You can build up your self-esteem, and you can get someone better, of course. There's so many guys over there looking for a nice lady. Okay, so many. You don't even have to offer them your workforce or money. You don't have to tell them, look how good woman I am, I'm gonna pay for the bills. No, don't do that. You don't have to do that. He should be thankful to have you. Don't do that. You are not another man. If he wants another man, well, he can be gay. Okay, don't do that, please. Okay, well, these are my advice, and this is the way I think. I think I've been very blessed in my life for the decisions that I've made, and I'm very happy for the decisions that I made. I have said no to a lot of men who would have tried to take advantage of my situation, or who are lazy, or who are like good looking or whatever. I have said no, but there is someone that I'm really excited for, because I finally found love. I think I finally find the love of my life. I'm not gonna tell you who that is, but he is a very special person for me. You can see it on my face, right? You can see it on my eyes. This man, he is has manners, educated, gentleman, and he treats me like a princess. Well, anyway, I'm in production. And I'm happy because I was not believe. I'm happy that I said no to a lot of jerks, and then I'm just getting to know this person, but I have hopes, everything is going great, and I really don't have to be looking up all the rules that I have for everybody. He is just smooth. Everything goes smooth. He gives me the blue, the pink, the red. Oops, I didn't say that. Oops. But he is adorable. And I'm just sharing with you that yes, I'm happy. And I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful because he's someone new. And I'm gonna just take it slow and see where things go. And I just wish everybody, it's not easy. It's not easy to find a person of quality. It is not easy. It's taken me all my life, pretty much, right? Okay, well, I wish you the best, and I wish you a lot of luck in your relationship. If you're stuck with someone in your house, please avoid violence, avoid confrontation, avoid conflict. Be peaceful. If you have to go out and hit the fence or have a pillow fight with someone or with me, or I don't know, if you need to just get out and run or get out and have a long walk, but avoid confrontations, okay? I know men are not going to the gym right now. People maybe start drinking alcohol right now. I'm gonna make another video on how to cope with this situation, but that's gonna be another video, okay? All right, well, bye-bye. If you want to send me your messages, oh, now I'm gonna make a call out to contact me. Contact me to lifecoachservices@gmail.com. You can contact me for my ebook on relationship, for my ebook on how to marry the man of your life, for an ebook about how to go vegan, an ebook. I have ebooks about how to be happy and all that stuff. Okay, bye.